Welcome to Mystic Access,
where the magic is in learning.
Hi everyone! Welcome to the Discovering Terrific TV Content class. My name is Kim Loftus. I'm Director of Product Development with Mystic Access.
And I'm Chris Grabowski. I am the founder of Mystic Access.
We're really pleased to be here. We are two people who live in different parts of the country, and yet both of us tend to like a lot of the same programming. So one of the things that we have enjoyed over the course of finding accessible ways to watch that programming is to see what is available in the genres that we like. The other thing that we have in common, that we assume we may have in common with some of you by the end of this class, is that we have not used traditional cable in a very long time. I canceled my cable almost 3 years ago now, and have really not missed it very much. While there are a few things that I have missed to some degree, I feel that over time, more and more, I'm able to take advantage of new things and new avenues of accessible TV watching, as it were, and be able to enjoy the programming that I had before more affordably and, even more importantly, more accessibly than ever before, which is very exciting.
And I canceled my cable or satellite because I had DirecTV as a satellite service back in 2005, 2006, I think. So I haven't had any kind of extended cable or satellite for the past 12 years and haven't really missed it.
You know, Chris and I have been laughing about the 70s and 80s and TV watching back then and all the things that we had to do in order to watch our TV. I remember when we had two or three channels and rabbit ears, you know, you had to get up and change those channels, and you only had two or three things to watch at any given time. And to see how much that has expanded in the time since then, particularly now with all the streaming services and over-the-top services, it's really amazing.
For people that don't know what rabbit ears are, it's an antenna that would sit on top of your TV, and it had maybe two or three antennas actually sticking up, and it looked like a pair of rabbit ears, so that's kind of what people would call them. Sometimes, back in the 70s and 80s, you would use a antenna that was on the top of your house, and you would get better reception that way. And then cable came along, and we had a whole 13 channels of cable.
Yes, yes. And we were excited to have those 13 channels. We couldn't believe the variety of stuff we got to watch. Now, seemingly, we can have hundreds of channels of cable and not find much to watch. And it's probably because we've just become saturated over time with the amount of stuff that is available. So I think it's even more important now to be able to drill down and find exactly what we want to watch in the melee of stuff that is available to us. Even more importantly, for those of us with some level of vision loss, the importance of finding accessible ways to watch, or as accessible as possible, can't be denied. That's one of the reasons that we wanted to hold this class. We really like a lot of programming. We particularly both really like history and documentaries and biographies and science and nature and things like that. And that's one of the things that, as we got to know each other many years ago, that we found out about one another. But we all have our own things that we like to watch. And in the sea, the great big sea of items and methods that are now available to watch things, there are ways that you can really find and immerse yourself in those things that interest you most. As with anything else, some ways of watching are more accessible or less accessible than others. But that's one of the things that we are going to share with you in the course of this class. Speaking of this class, let's explain a little bit about how this was initially done. This was a class that we held for approximately 60 people. It was a live class that we did, but we pre-recorded each class session. So basically what we have for you that we're going to be sharing with you are the three classes that we did over a three-week period. The first class covers accessible apps, and these are mobile apps. So for Android, Fire OS, and iOS, that you can utilize to stream programming. These apps are primarily concerned with streaming programs after the fact. For live programming, you will want to see the third session, particularly, of this class series. So the first week talks more about what we're doing in this class, summarizes a little bit about over-the-top services and what on-demand is, and definitions and terminology like that, to get you more familiar with the concepts that we'll be discussing in the course of this class series. So in the first class, we do talk about applications, and some of them you may be already familiar with, like Netflix, Hulu, PBS, CBS, and more. In the second session of this class, we deal with set-top boxes.
That would be the Apple TV, which is not a physical TV, just so that we get that out of the way. Some people think that because of the name, the Apple TV and the Fire TV are actual TVs. They are not. They are little boxes that connect to a TV. Also, the Roku is a set-top box, and this allows you to watch TV using those boxes, and some boxes are more accessible than others, and some apps are more accessible than others on said set-top boxes.
And it's not necessarily traditional TV like you're thinking of. We're going to give you a little bit of an idea of how it works and what these are like, but they're very compact, they're very fun. And Chris and I had a particularly fun time with this class because we tend to really like our set-top boxes. So it was fun to share these with you and how they work. So we discussed Apple TV, Roku, Fire Stick, and Fire TV. Those were the set-top boxes we discussed in the second class. In the third session of this course, we talk about over-the-top services, and we explain more about what that is in the first session. So you'll get an idea, and of course we review it again in the third session so that you can discover what these are all about. But basically, over the top generally allows you to watch both live streaming channels, so shows as they are happening on any given network like ABC, NBC, A&E, Animal Planet, Cooking Channel, etc., or to watch on-demand content. So content that those networks show, but you can watch them anytime you want. You can binge shows, etc. So in the third week, we discuss some of these services, the ones that we are most familiar with, and these include YouTube TV, DirecTV Now, Hulu Live, Sling, and PlayStation View. So we discuss all of these and show them to you in the third session. One thing to note, and one thing that we are very proud of, we are not centric, as it were, to one particular platform. So we try to show you as much as possible on as many different platforms as possible to give you an idea of the accessibility that you are going to experience. So for instance, in the first session of class, we show you items in iOS, Fire OS, and Android so that you can see what they're like. We don't show you everything in each operating system, but we do show you enough to give you an idea that your mileage really will vary. That's another thing to note. Chris likes to say that a lot of this stuff is a moving target, and he's correct.
Absolutely, it is. As you will see in the third session of class, DirecTV Now is accessible on the Apple TV. While we were wrapping up this class, however, DirecTV Now released a new app for the Apple TV and now Fire TV and Fire OS. On the Apple TV currently, it went from very accessible to not really that accessible at all on the Apple TV.
So that's what we mean about moving target. Now, another thing to note is that with that specific example, we also got a DVR feature with 20 hours of free DVR cloud service a month. But we lost a lot of accessibility. Now, ironically, we gained a little bit of accessibility. While things changed, we gained a little accessibility with the Fire Stick and the Fire TV utilizing DirecTV Now. So it's very interesting to see how these things change and how they evolve over time or devolve over time, depending on what you are looking for.
We wanted to bring this to your attention because if you download this class and you say, oh, well, DirecTV is not accessible when I install it on my Apple TV, that's because of the moving target.
Yes, the disclaimer about this entire course that we really need to stress to you is that your mileage in terms of when you listen to this may be very, very different than when we recorded it. So while this is a guideline and a framework for you, and explains a lot of what is available and how it works, the accessibility and even some of the options available to you may be different at the time that you are listening to these sessions. So please, please keep that in mind as you are listening. If you would like more one-on-one interactive assistance at the time that you are listening, we do offer training for you. You can order miscellaneous training from Mystic Access And Chris or myself would be very pleased to assist you with your current setup and seeing if we can help you to navigate or learn more or answer any questions that you may have to assist you in learning more about your particular service and its navigation on your particular platform or app of choice. So definitely keep that in mind. It is something that we offer, and feel free to contact us for more information. You can choose to utilize these sessions in any way that works best for you, but we do encourage you to listen to everything at least once before you kind of jump into this journey. If you already have something that you're utilizing or something that you've purchased, like a Fire Stick, for instance, and you want to learn more about it, feel free to utilize that section more frequently. But we definitely encourage you to check out the options that are available. You may find something that is more useful to you than what you currently have. You may want to switch things up a bit, and you may want to try some things out. Please go into these sessions with a sense of curiosity. The thing we can't really stress enough is that everything changes, and exploration is really crucial in terms of learning what is available and what you can do. You can't be afraid to move around in these apps, and you can't be afraid to try things, because you're not going to really learn how these things work otherwise. So be playful about it. Try not to get too stressed or intimidated as you are trying things out. That's the other reason that I encourage you to listen first. And then if you want to listen again and follow along, or listen again and write notes, please feel free to do so. This is an ever-changing experience, an ever-evolving experience, and hopefully it will, generally speaking, take more steps forward than it does back. So with that being said, please approach it with a sense of curiosity, if at all possible. And don't be afraid to try things out to learn what is available in your particular app or set-top box or over-the-top service. If you have any questions, or if you would like to purchase training from Mystic Access to assist you, we would love to hear from you. Feel free to contact us, and you can reach us by phone at 716-543-3323, or you can email us. My email address is Kim, K-I-M, at mysticaccess.com, and Chris's email address is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at mysticaccess.com.
And also, if you are uncomfortable browsing the website, you can view our entire catalog. You can listen to our entire catalog by calling 716-404-4166. And you will be greeted with Catherine from Seraproc, which is a text-to-speech voice. And you can just press 1 for this, press 2 for that, and just have an interactive catalog experience.
Yes, Catherine's very friendly. She'll walk you through everything. And if you want to speak to us at any point during the process, you can press 0, and it'll zoom you along to us. So one of us can assist you further when you are ready to speak to a real live person. Speaking of the website, however, if you would prefer to browse the site either using your mobile device or your Mac or PC, you can visit us anytime at www.mysticaccess.com. That's mysticaccess.com. And you can check out everything that we have going on. There's always a lot happening here. We have newsletters you can join. We have podcasts bi-weekly that you can listen to. We have a whole lot of stuff available for you. And we have free monthly classes, too, if you'd like to come meet us and talk to us and share with us. We would love to have you. So there's always something fun going on here. We would love to meet you. I think I just want to close by saying I had a heck of a lot of fun creating this class. Did you enjoy it?
I did. And now on with the show.
Bye, everyone. See you in class.